Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It is 8:14 right now. Thank you so much for choosing Namibia's Heart and Soul. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio. Been at it since 6 a.m. I tell you what, every single Friday, right about this time, we take what it is that you're experiencing in your life and we dissect it with Shaquan. What you do is you reach out to us via email or via WhatsApp. We keep you anonymous and you share with us what heartache, headache, situation it is that you are faced with, and you perhaps just want to find out if Shaquan had found herself in this situation, what would she have done? Today's reality for someone reads, "Hey Shaquan, I hope you see this and I hope you can help me with my issue. I'm struggling with imposter syndrome. This has put me in a terrible situation where I now have so much anxiety and it's affecting even my work and my friendships. I doubt myself so much and that holds me back. Or I believe it holds me back. This makes it so hard for me to chase my dreams in so many areas and I don't know what to do about it. How do I snap out of it and get the hang of taking charge of my destiny? I always look at other people doing what I do and I think to myself that I can never be that great. It's so frustrating. And I hope you can help me with this. What would you do? Shaquan?
Phew.
What would Shaquan do? Imposter syndrome.
I mean, we've had conversations on this a couple of times. And, you know, sometimes it probably lands with certain people and they're like, you know what? This is actually what I'm struggling with, you know? So, for interest's sake, imposter syndrome is the internal psychological experience of feeling like a phony in some of your or some areas of your life, despite any success that you have probably achieved in that area. It's also constantly being in a space where you are doubting yourself. Probably even just in, you know, spaces where you would typically actually excel, you start to actually really doubt yourself. You doubt yourself in terms of, you know, even putting yourself in a space where you feel very disconnected with yourself. And that is like the worst feeling. It's like when no one is around you, you're supposed to be content.
Yeah.
And one with yourself. So if you're constantly struggling with imposter syndrome, that could obviously put you in a space where you're like, I don't even know who I am anymore. And I completely understand and I relate to this because even yesterday, partner, I cheated on you a little bit.
Okay.
I had a conversation on Radio Wave.
Oh, you had a conversation on Radio Wave.
Yes, I did. Right. With Limey. Yeah. And it was on this segment called Growth at Home.
Okay.
And there's also something that I touched on because it is something that I also struggled with for quite a while, you know? And I say that had I not even been in your space, I don't even think that I would even be pushing my brand as much as I am pushing it right now because I'm just there are so many people that are doing what I'm doing, so what's the point?
Yeah.
But there's something in you that other people don't have and you cannot sleep on that. You would not be where you are today. You would not even be the person that you are today had you not even taken the chances that you've taken to bring you to where you are today. So why is it that you want to put a pause on yourself? Not even other people. You are putting a pause on yourself, your purpose, your destiny, as you mentioned, because of other people. It makes absolutely no sense. It's sort of like when a cockroach is like in your house, okay, maybe not a cockroach, maybe like a spider on the wall.
Yeah.
It's just there, relaxed, chilled, on your wall, like it pays any rent. There's no space for that thing. Exactly. Like you kill it, right? The person that instantly is like, I'm going to kill this. So,
yeah, get rid of it.
Exactly. So even when those thoughts come to mind of you feeling not good enough, not worthy enough, not capable enough, you need to kill those thoughts immediately because they should not have any room in your life. Okay. A lot of us have definitely struggled with being in spaces where we want to, you know, just excel. We want to elevate ourselves as much as we do. We want to challenge ourselves. We want to open up businesses. We want to go for that master's. We want to go for whatever it is that we want to go, whatever it is that you want to achieve. But because you see people, let's say, for example, one of the goals that you had for this year was to become fitter.
Yeah.
You want to become more healthier. Okay, you want to take charge of your body. You want to feel connected with your body again. You want to feel stronger. Yay, awesome. But then you probably love hiking and that's how you want to start. You just want to walk, okay, before you actually get extreme with it. But because you go on your Instagram on a Saturday morning and then you see people that you don't like hiking are done for you, and then you're like, I'm not going to go there.
But it's not about them.
It's not about them. It's your journey. Yeah. And it is important that you recognize what is within you and the power that is within you that has been laid on you by God. Okay, now the reason why you even have those thoughts and great ideas or things that you probably even want to do is because you're capable of achieving those things. So you being in a space where you're constantly paying attention to other people's journeys and how they do it and how long they've been doing it and oh, they got so many customers, whatever it is, you're holding yourself back. But we can definitely relate to you and completely understand your frustration.
Yeah.
But after this, I'm going to share with you how you can ultimately cope with imposter syndrome, how you can snap out of it, and most importantly, might be a cliche saying at this point, how you can take up space and take back your power.
On average, we make 35,000 choices every single day. Some are easy, some are hard, and some are just delicious. Like...
We checked out music by KK and THEM, them simply meaning all the beautiful mothers around the world. And the song is called Mama. And now DJ Zintle and Luiso on the vocals. Ndlovu. Let's talk. In case you just joined us, you missed the first half of What Would Shay Do? But I tell you what, stay with us. Don't go anywhere, all right? We'll explain to you what the situation is. Every single Friday runabout this time, we bring a situation on air, a situation that someone faces. This reality is submitted by this anonymous person. And this person would normally just want to understand what would Shay Kwan do? For future references, you are more than welcome to email us or WhatsApp us. We'll keep you anonymous. Today's reality reads, hey, Shay Kwan, I hope you see this and you can help me with my issue. I'm struggling with imposter syndrome. This has put me in a terrible situation where I now have so much anxiety and it's affecting even my work and my friendships. I doubt myself so much that and it holds me back. This makes it so hard for me to chase my dreams in so many areas, and I don't know what to do about it. How do I snap out of it and get a hang of taking charge of my destiny? I always look at other people doing what I do, and I think to myself that I can never be that great. It's so frustrating, and I hope you can help me out with this one. What would you do? Now, Shay Kwan, early on you mentioned that the minute you see a spider on the wall, your immediate intention is to kill it.
Absolutely, to get it out of your space most.
To get it out of your space.
Yes.
And you have developed that habit
because
you don't know what the spider might do to you, isn't it?
And that's jump on your face or something.
Jump on your face. You don't even know what type of spider it is, right?
What kind of venom it has.
What kind of venom it is.
Preach.
You see what I mean? And that's the same mentality you mentioned that we used to use with imposter syndrome.
Absolutely. I mean, be intentional with honestly just getting rid of things that just are not good for you. Things that you know. It's one of those where a lot of the times we actually know that certain things are not even good for us.
Hmm.
But for whatever reason, probably because we have, what's the word? Attachment issues.
Attachment issues, okay.
Yeah, that we probably just hold on to things that we know for a fact that this is not even good for us for whatever reason. So take charge today and take your power back by just removing that situation out of your space. And how you can do so, honestly, the one thing is by stop being in a space of seeking validation from other people. Validation is for parking, my darling. Unless you got a car and you're pulling up to a fancy hotel, maybe the Hilton, Safari, I don't know where they do valets in Namibia. But regardless, it's for parking, okay? So you should not be relying on someone else to validate you in order for you to see yourself in a certain way, you know? You are all that and so much more. So definitely take up that space. And also the one thing that I would advise you is to practice mindfulness. And what you can do, especially linked, you can actually link this to the anxiety that that this person actually said they struggle with from time to time.
Yeah.
The moment that you get in the habit of practicing mindfulness is that you start to control your mind. Even if you have issues with insomnia, for example, the moment that you start practicing mindfulness really intentionally on a daily, you even take charge of that issue, okay? This is now where you are so in control of your mind to the point where should an ill thought come to mind, you immediately recognize it before it even becomes loud enough. So when you recognize it, and because you've acquired the tools on how to quiet that thought, you're in a much better space. I think ultimately what happens in the process also is, you know, just working on your emotional intelligence in the process as well, because it's not one of those things where something happens, it's an unpleasant thought and it triggers you and then you're just all over the place. But you control that, and you also know how to even compose and control yourself and your emotions. Okay, there are so many people out there who doubt us. Shaquan will never be good enough. NSK will never succeed in that sphere. Oh my gosh, they've been doing it for a long time. What can they really offer? Or, you know, sometimes you might share, and I've said this before, how we get so excited about an idea that comes to mind. And I think a lot of us are guilty of this.
Yeah.
An idea comes to mind, and it's like a business idea or whatever it is, and you get so excited and you can't help but share it to the closest person that is, you know, in your life at the time. But because they don't believe in the idea, you discard it and say, ah, this is not for me. Because had it been for me, if I was capable of this, my friend would have validated that and actually, you know, believed in the idea. So stop giving so much power to everyone in your life. How it is that, you know, this is a conversation I can carry on for a very long time, but you owe it to yourself to really take charge of your life. You owe it to yourself. You've gone, you know, you've gone through so much, you've overcome so much. You have, you know, just gone through a lot to get to where you are right now. And you can't just get to this place and be like, you know what, it's fine. You know what, I'm going to pause and this is it. There's so much further that you still need to go. What you can do is to share your feelings. It is important that you have that safe space in your life, be it a therapist, a pastor, maybe your mom, your dad, whatever, you know, very close person that you have that you can trust, that you know that should I share whatever it is that I share about myself, you will not judge me. Share your feelings, because the more that you bottle it up, we already know next thing you'll be at whatever hospital being diagnosed with ulcers like Shaquan was at one point, all because of stress. Don't do that to yourself. And also stop focusing on other people's journeys. What other people are doing, how they're doing it, at whatever time they're doing it, has nothing to do with you. It is important that you start to also practice the spirit of discernment and really tap into that and understand, what is it that is meant for me? What is it that I'm intended for? And how can I also just thrive in that space myself? Knowing that this is not for me, this is not for me, this does not deserve my energy. Spirit of discernment. Assess your abilities and also take those baby steps. It's very, very important. But what I'm going to leave you with is to stop comparing. You've heard this before, but I'm going to say it one more time. That comparison is the thief of all joy. Is that the saying?
Yeah, something like that.
But yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
Because every time that you compare yourself to someone else, what you do is like, you know when someone has a lighter?
Yeah.
Right? Or let's say a candle, for example. And it gets blown out.
Yeah.
And then maybe you have one stick of match or whatever it is, and you're walking around trying to find it just so you can match that candle again so that there's light. And then you can't even find that stick, and now you're frustrated. That's what happens when you're constantly comparing yourself to other people.
Imagine
you are putting that candle in front of someone else and giving them that power so that they can blow out your light. Listen, if that's not a word for somebody this morning, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just stop playing small, stop playing safe. I say this over and over again. Take up space. There are so many women and men before us that have done amazing things, and how they did it was, I don't care if you co-sign it, I'm going to do it today. And we want to see you thrive. We want to hear a testimony to say that, Shay, I actually really did. And it's gay. You know what? I listened to her and I did it.
Yeah.
With me, what I would do in this situation is I would just not listen to what nobody has to say. I would quiet the thoughts in my mind and I would take charge.
That's beautiful, Shaquan. Thank you so much. It's 8:43 right now. That is what Shaquan would do.
In a scattered world, we crave connection. Connecting.